Children. Upon seeing some women and children returning from a wedding ceremony, the Prophet, peace be upon him, hastily and happily, got up and said, O Allah, bear witness, you are among the most beloved of all people to me. He, peace be upon him, used to line up children, stretch out his welcoming arms, and say, Whoever comes to me first shall have such and such, a reward. Children used to race one another to him, fall on his back and chest, and he, peace be upon him, would kiss them and keep company with them. I have never seen anyone more merciful towards children than the Messenger of Allah, recollected Anas, the Prophet's servant. His son Ibrahim was in the care of a wet nurse in the hills around Al-Madina. He, peace be upon him, used to go there, and we accompanied him. Then he, peace be upon him, would enter the house filled with smoke, for the wet nurse's husband was a blacksmith. He, peace be upon him, would pick up his son, kiss him, and then return. Upon coming back from journeys, he, peace be upon him, was welcomed back by children. He, peace be upon him, used to give them lifts on his mount and kindly amuse them. Abdullah bin Jafar said, Once he, peace be upon him, came back from a journey, and I was taken to him first. He, peace be upon him, made me mount in front of him. Then one of the two sons of Fatima, the Prophet's daughter, was brought. He, peace be upon him, made him mount behind him, and thus we entered Al-Madina, three on one riding animal. Ibn Abbas T said, When the Prophet, peace be upon him, arrived at Makkah, the children of Banu Abdul Muttalib would receive him. He, peace be upon him, would then take up one of them in front of him and another behind him. Jabir bin Samura narrated, I offered dhuhr, noon, prayer led by the Messenger of Allah. He, peace be upon him, then went out to his family, and I went along with him when some children met him, on the way. He, peace be upon him, started to wipe both cheeks of each one of them, one by one. He, peace be upon him, wiped mine too. I felt a coolness or fragrance in his hand, as if he, peace be upon him, had just brought it out of the scent casket of a perfumer. Usama bin Zayd, the beloved adopted son of the Messenger of Allah, narrated. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to take me and place me on his thigh and place Al-Hasan bin Ali, his grandson, on his other thigh, and then embrace us and say, O Allah, please be merciful to them, for I am merciful to them. According to another narration, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, O Allah, please love them, for I love them. Those children live to remember the Prophet's kindness towards them in their childhood, memories they narrate which reveal a unique relationship between people and the Prophet of Allah, in a way unprecedented in the history of mankind.